Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
So welcome to Self-Care, the Female Solution, and you are here for our Tuesday morning show. And I understand that there may be a sound issue today. So Teddy's telling me, I've got a thumbs up. Teddy, can you hear me now? Because we would love to make sure that everybody can be heard. No sound on Facebook. We can hear on Blog Talk. Interesting. This is just interesting. And says, good morning, Teddy. Sounds good now. So you can hear on YouTube, but you can't hear on Facebook. Facebook's been having some issues lately. And so we had issues last week. It's the technology on Facebook, and I know that StreamYard is working on it. So, but, you know, we're going to go on with the show, and people can catch us on YouTube. So if you're – I'm just going to do a quick post here that okay. So she says you can hear Facebook, but we just didn't hear the intro on Facebook. No loss. Okay. So I am really excited today Well, you know, every Tuesday morning is a very exciting time for me because we get to bring on amazing guests who have great stories to share, wisdom to share, and if we choose to listen, actively listen, which I know all of you guys do because otherwise you would not be showing up, we get to learn. And so today is no different. We have Dori and John. They are out of Florida, and Dori and John founded this organization, 501c3, lovesammy.org, out of a personal loss. And so today we're going to talk about suicide, and it's not a pleasant topic, as you know, for anyone, but, you know, it's because really there's the aftermath of who's left over. And of course, there's, you know, what the person was going through, that they didn't think they were good enough or they didn't think that they could survive what was coming their way. And, you know, I have a personal experience with that as well, and so does Dori and John. And so without further ado, let me bring on Dori and John. Oh, Grand Rising. And how are you today? Can you hear me now, by the way? There's a sound issue in the house. I'm gonna tell you. But you can hear me. Okay, good. You know, because so the rest of the audience, you know, the audience doesn't know, but we had sound issues this morning, you know, with the three of us, then Facebook, then YouTube. I'm like, okay, so, you know, like life happens. But if we can all be heard now, it's a beautiful thing. So first of all, thank you for being on the show. And who wants to share first about what happened and, how you started, you know, lovesammy.org? Well, if you don't mind, though, share who Sammy was to you. Okay. Interesting. You know, I talk to Robin Williams a lot. Mm-hmm. He comes in a lot. He was masking his happiness. How old was she when she transitioned? 19 years old. We're just getting started then. I have chills all over my, I feel, she's here, actually. This is not what I expected, but okay, we're going to go with this. I always believe in divine timing. So she's here, and she has a message. She says, my life lesson was to learn how to love my body where it was at. She says, my lesson was, she goes, a mistake I made was choosing surgery to fix the body that God gave me. And she said, I'm really grateful that you guys are all doing this show because people need to really understand, this is a clear message, people really need to understand to love your body where it's at, not to sit there and try to fix it all the time. You know, love yourself. Love yourself, she says. If you've got a belly, love your belly. She says, if you've got... love your big tits. She says, if and have some joy around it, she's saying. Thank you. How did you know that? Okay, got it. She's asking me to share my story. So I was 235 pounds, and I always loved my body. where it was at. I was obese, and I still thought I was sexy. I mean, I was obese. And when the matchmaker said, well, we can't set you up because you're obese, I'm like, of course you can. You know, so, okay, back to Sam, because she wants to come back in again. She goes, okay, thank you for sharing the story. And she says, Dad, she says, thank you for starting this movement. Dory, thank you for showing him the path on how to do it. She's talking about the gift. Don't know. You want to tell me what the gift is? I'm hearing like the gift to each other. Oh, the gift of each other. She's saying you both are a gift to each other. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the background, the trees. That's beautiful. She says you're both a gift to each other, and thank you for honoring me in the way that you do. She says she's coming back in. She goes, keep going on with the show. Okay. So, okay. And let's just see what people are saying. She says, dear Susan Essentials, what a dear old friend says that holds true. Before suicide, there's always Tahiti. Do you know what that means? I don't know what that means either. Teddy, or can you help me understand what that means? And then she says, dear John, I shed tears for you and Sammy. I know spirit is eternal and her lesson is real. NAMI is a great group for people who may be struggling. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get NAMI on the show. I'm in a group with the senior leadership team from NAMI, so in Chicago, even though I'm now in Georgia. And then says, if you shut the host mic and open 773-336, my phone will pick up the sound from Facebook. Okay, so let me do that. So she says, if you shut the host mic, I don't know, we don't have a host mic. So I'm just going to open this up and see what we get.
I don't know, we don't have a host mic.
Okay,
so I'm just going to open this up and see what we get.
So, Naima, let me close it. So, you know what, I'm going to have you call in to the host number, or guest call-in number. And I'm going to put it in the chat, okay? So we're not sharing. I'm not sharing this number with the rest of the world. It's only being shared with you in the private chat. So you'll see it pop up here. And if you want to get your phone, we can go ahead and just get a cell phone and dial into that number. Actually, I'll text it on your phone as well so you have it. So here we go. So let's see what we get here. All right. So says we can't. Can you say anything to make sure that Naima knows whether or not Naima is our executive producer. So can you hear Naima now? Yeah, listen to the message. And I'm going to mute you for a quick... Well, go ahead. We'll just do it so I can guide. Okay, so Naima, that number is full. We will try to do our best to figure this out. And I can upload the show if necessary. And it explains, though, that there's nobody on Blog Talk. So, do you know what? Dial in to the number on the screen, because I can just have you do it that way. 515-605-9325. Oh, so she's saying, I don't have a mic to close.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
And then press number one.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And then I will let you on in a second. I'm here, muting you there.
Can you hear me?
So what I'm asking is, if you're calling when are not calling,
Jody. Jody, can you hear me? Okay. This is what I'm explaining. Yes. Okay. I have my computer. I have my phone. The number on the switchboard that you see, 376. That's me. I've opened that mic. And then your guest doesn't need to call in. Then my phone is picking up the sound from the computer, so people will be hearing through my line. But I've closed the host mic so that you don't get the echo. So they're hearing the sound from Facebook through my phone. You got it? Just only one line is open. Your guests can hang up their line. Your guests can hang up their line. And just 773-366 line is open, and that line is picking up the sound from Facebook because my phone is near the computer with the Facebook playing. So that's where people are hearing it. They're hearing it from Facebook through just the one line that's open.
It echoes when we do that. So we've run into this before, Naima.
No echo now.
Because no one's talking. What's your email address, Lori? I have to unmute you, sorry.
L-I-O.
One second. Go ahead. What's your email?
D-L-I-O. TTA311@outlook.com.
Okay, so I just sent you an invitation to join on Blog Talk. And feel free. Okay, so there we go. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, and unfortunately, I hear myself again. So what we're going to have to do is when I'm speaking, you mute, and then when I'm not speaking, you unmute.
And on what program am I doing that?
The one that you... Oh, I can unmute you. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Because when she had the issues with her nickel plate, she started losing hair, and her mother took her to Children's Hospital in Philly, and they thought she had cancer because her hair was losing, and she was going a little crazy with the nickel plate. But when they took the nickel plate, she got better. But before she took out the nickel plate, a lot of friends thought she was lying about being sick because she didn't look sick. And that affected her too. She had to go, you just want to, you're looking for attention. And it really bothered her. And she thought whatever she did, she was a pain. She wasn't worthy. Because her older sister, whatever her older sister did, she did perfectly. Like she played the flute, squeaked one time, and the next day she's playing song. And Sammy tried to play the violin, and it was just too hard. She was trying to compete with her older sister, I think. And it just, she thought she was a burden on us, and she didn't want to be here anymore.
So I'm going to mute you real quick and I'll respond.
Okay.
Naima, I'm putting you on hold. Okay, so, and then let me open this up. All right, let's see. Okay, Dory and John,
mm-hmm.
You want to share anything? Go ahead and talk.
Okay, Dory and John, mm-hmm. You want to share anything? Go ahead and talk.
I'm still getting a reverberation.
Okay, Dory and John.
Okay, do you want to try something? We just made a change. Do you want to try something again?
Sure.
Oh, that worked.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, I'm still being reverberated. I'm still having an echo on my side. Still an echo on my side, Naima. Can you hear that echo?
Let me see. I've taken off. Can you hear me?
So if I speak, it speaks for me again.
All right. So there's a sound coming from somewhere else. Let me think. I mean, double check, make sure I don't have any other windows open. Does anybody else have Facebook open on their computer? Because it's picking up a sound. Make sure I don't have any windows open.
We are going to try to I guess we can't continue. This doesn't work.
Well, let me see. Hold on. Let me listen to the Blog Talk
channel. Close this.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay, so I took off your Blog Talk, Dory, and that may work.
Okay.
That does. Okay. Okay. Naima, I think we're good. I took off Dory's Blog Talk.
Great.
I'm going to carry on. All right. Yay! And hopefully she says it worked. So back to this thing that you look good. That was almost the name of my book. But you look good.
Wow.
Yeah. And this was,
I can talk about birds. I think cats are the same way. They will fake feeling good. They'll make sure they look good, because as soon as they admit to not really looking good, that's a time to die. Because the other birds, like the family, doesn't really support it. You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily take care of their own. How do I explain this? So and people are a little bit, in a way, not much different, right? So we think that we have to put on this face of feeling good and not own our feelings and our emotions. And yet we have all these toxicities, and we, you know, in the case of your daughter, and we can't carry on, and people are judging us, right? And by the way, you can interact because there's no problem with audio anymore. And Naima said that worked.
Yay!
And Andrew's saying, after I had a traumatic brain injury as a teen, I was going through some very challenging emotions, and is also told, you look good. So what's up with that? You want to explore that? Because that's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
It is sad that people, you know, do so much judgment. John experienced some of that because it was a very hard time. You know, unfortunately, when suicide happens, people look to somebody to blame. And that was a very hard thing that he had to work through because...
I got blamed.
Yeah, his...
You got blamed.
My ex-wife, my daughter, because I moved to Florida and they blamed me because she was sad. We talked every week. She wanted to move down here. Like, she was... Right after high school, she wanted to move down there. But she was going to a community college. She didn't want to come down there. There's other reasons why she didn't come down, but I don't want to get into that.
And here's the thing. So when people start pointing fingers, it's a reflection of themselves.
Yes.
So let's just put that out there so that if anybody's listening to this, which they are, actually. So for those who are listening to this, if someone is pointing a finger at your supposed imperfection, which we are all imperfect, okay?
Yep.
So just own that. It is a reflection of their own judgment on themselves. So let them have what they need to have, and when they're ready to release their judgment of themselves, they can. But meanwhile, it's not yours to own. Their judgment of you is not yours to own. I hope you've heard that before today.
I believe I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He went through therapy with an amazing therapist for, 4.5 years?
Yes.
And he was a great service.
Yes.
Like, John's come a long way. When I first met him, he could... no problem in a day have 24 beers.
50.
Yeah.
My daughter, I was a drunk before my daughter, but I became a stone cold raging alcoholic, 50, 60 drinks a day. It was
okay.
Crazy. And when I came back, I was in Jersey after her, she left her body. I was there for about 3 weeks. I came back home, and my family's are alcoholics, and when Johnny said, give him a shot. And one time, whenever my neighbor's house, when my sister was living there, was staying with me, you know, to comfort me, so to speak, and I got my neighbor's gun and had it in my mouth. But I didn't pull the trigger because I'm an older daughter. Because I'm older, I didn't want to do that, and I realized I got to stop. But I kept on drinking for 2 years after she left her body. And then I started flirting with Dr. Cadman, my therapist, floating in a deprivation tank, and it really helped me out a lot. Cured my addiction to alcohol.
A deprivation tank.
Yes, 1,000 pounds of medical grade Epsom salt, and the temperature of the water, the 96.83 is your body temperature, or skin temperature. And I've done it like over 105 times, and it really helped me.
It was also therapy before
therapy
going in
too,
and after.
Yes.
Not just floating.
The floating really helped me with my...
Yeah, it's a blend of modalities, I always believe. So first of all, congratulations on overcoming that.
Yes.
Let's just pause on that for a moment. Because you were self-medicating, right? Because you were hurting.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
And my family's an alcoholic, so when I stopped drinking, I was getting brainwashed. But now I have like a beer a day, and I can because it just, I don't want any more. I just enjoy that one beer. But when I stopped drinking and getting drunk, I was getting brainwashed. What's going on with you? Because they like drinking.
Well, how are you being brainwashed?
I do not know, because I didn't get drunk anymore.
I think they thought it was my influence that I was bringing.
When you stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you stopped drinking, they said you're being brainwashed. Of course, because you were no longer part of that tribe.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Tell them yes.
I don't talk to my family anymore, only my oldest daughter.
No, I mean, but if they say, if you do, and they say that you were brainwashed, say, yes, thank you. I had my brain washed. It feels good. I need to eat now. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I say, people who need to, like, do that stuff, give them back, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have some levity around it because it's them who needs to heal. You healed.
Yes.
That's exactly what the doctor used to say, actually, to both of us because, of course, I was very hurt, too.
Yes.
And it was a very hard thing to go through.
Yeah. Because they were blaming her and making her feel small. And I was seeing how it affected her. She was crying over my family, which isn't right. We should stick together. But the same and leaving her body really tore her family apart.
But that's what happens in suicide. It's so I lost my father as well to suicide in 2011. And I didn't even want to tell anybody because I was so embarrassed and I was angry at him that he would do something like that and leave that legacy to my daughter. I didn't even tell my daughter about it. She was very young when it happened. And they had a relationship, but it wasn't like the best relationship, but I still thought it would be devastating for her to know. It was actually my ex-husband that told her.
Mm. And this was your grandfather or your father?
My father.
Your father.
Yeah.
So, you know, I lost my grandfather to suicide.
Yes.
And I was 7. And my mom, he was divorced and remarried. And it tore my mom apart.
Mm-hmm.
She walked away from God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? Not a unique story.
We hear that sometimes with the people that we work with, where they say that, you know, they lost their faith.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and what happened was, so my grandfather was in the Holocaust, and as you know, they used all those toxic chemicals, you know, on, you know, anybody who was there. So he was a survivor, and it was 1970 that he took his life. And so I was 7, and he had at that time been diagnosed having Parkinson's disease. And he did not want to be a burden to his family. And so he took his life. My mom was on her way over there to Florida, actually Miami-Dade, Florida, to go see him. He got the diagnosis. They were on vacation in Mexico. They stopped their vacation. They go to see him, and they don't make it there in time. And so she, to the day she died, she cried about that. I mean, and she, you know, and your daughter's coming in.
My daughter thought she was a burden, too.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, and so two things. is what your daughter is saying and then what I'm going to say. So your daughter's saying it was a very selfish act. And she said, tell your listeners that if they're feeling suicidal, that there are so many different resources. And don't be selfish because you're hurting everybody who loves you.
Yep.
True.
I will tell you, so I tried to take my life when I was 23. And I know I have people that love me, my parents and other family members, but I was so caught up in the pain that I was experiencing, I didn't think about anybody else and how I would be hurting them and what I was would have left behind if I had done that. And a lot of times people don't know this statistic, but 50% of parents that lose their child to suicide end up committing suicide themselves. So when a person is considering suicide, I would strongly encourage them to think about that, how you're going to affect all the people that you love. Because I know that people, when they're caught up in their own pain, which is a lot of why suicide happens, is because they don't know how to heal from that pain. You know, I had been kidnapped and molested and raped and tortured, and it's a long thing I went through, and I couldn't get it out of my mind, and I didn't know that there was help for me. I didn't know about therapy.
So pause on that for a moment. You didn't know there was help for you. When you feel like you're back into a corner and you don't have an out, what's your out?
Well, now I know, but it took
me. Now you know, but I want people, this is what's so important, because I experienced this too, but I had to, I'm so grateful. My psychologist at the time, my doctor of psychology, Dr. Michelle Kukla, she taught me this. She said, because I was there, right? I mean, shit. We're doing this show, right? So she said, you have to just give it time. She goes, because if you just give it time and let it settle, there's always an answer. There's always an answer. You don't have to take your life.
Yes, I agree.
And so
that is what I wish I had known. And that is why we do the work that we do. And also to try to help the people that are survivors. Because that was, I had to work. It was, when my father passed, I really didn't want to recover from it. And I was just kind of ignoring it. I put it away and compartmentalized it. And then when John came into my life, I was like, I want to help him. And that was what helped me to actually recover from what I had been through with that, with my own self and then my father as well. So being able to get him out of that, that's some of the skills that we try to teach the people that we now work with that come to us. And we try to teach them things to help them heal, whether they're suicidal themselves or they've lost somebody to suicide. And let them know that there is help.
Yeah, there's a ton of organizations like yours that are doing this good work.
Yes.
I want to mention something else, and Sammy, do you agree or not agree? Okay. So, first of all, I have two parents. And you may say, well, what does that have to do with anything? And we'll bring them in around 9:30 or so. Because they'll have a lot to say. They're both magical creatures. And both of them are my relatives. One is my grandfather. So the one who took his life. And what did he say? I did not want to be a burden.
Mm-hmm.
He came back as a bird in the family. Burden.
So I know where you're going with that, but John doesn't.
Yeah, and so it's the power of our languaging.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we speak, we actually manifest, whether we're intentionally, consciously, or unconsciously manifesting.
Exactly.
And so Sammy's coming back as a bird, just so you know. My grandfather came back as a bird, and his second wife came back to join him. Now, she came back as a bird for a second reason, which was the fact that she didn't like humans. And she said, humans treat other humans really poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to come back as a bird. You know, I want to share some of these comments. Chris says, so much trauma. I commend you both for moving through all of it, subsequently teaching others how to do the same. Your story certainly pulls on my heartstrings. Thank you, Chris. I think we've, is there anything else that we need to say about the pain of what happened, or do you want to, in the next part of this broadcast, this show, share about the solutions?
Solutions.
Solution.
Yeah.
Okay. And if we need to come back, we do that.
Yes.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
So, talk to me about the top three solutions that you think are really helpful.
With me, I got into a lot of nature stuff. We did shark tagging. I swam with a baby tiger, and it really got me in tune, and I started smiling again. I had, you know, the animals interacting. I think they can sense it, and it just put joy back in my life because I was really miserable, and the alcohol, the depression, it was horrible. I was chasing my anger, fear, resentment, everything with alcohol, trying to deaden the pain. And then I realized one day, I can't even think right now. My mind's a little mumbo jumbo right now.
Let me put a template over you. Give me a minute. The Infinite Incorruptible Source.
It's just
grateful for you being here. And we put a template of chamomile over John for steadiness and calm and focus and balance. So, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what was me, and I had to say, what can I learn from Sam Ray doing this? I can't just be dwelling and drinking and being depressed all the time. It was taking a toll on Dory and I with my drink. And then I was like, how can I learn? And then I started talking to people at work, and it just made me feel good, showing what I've done and how I'm trying to help myself. And it just made me feel good helping other people. And then we wanted to do this Love Sammy Village. And
so sharing with others
helps.
Yeah.
I find some people that I work with now in the business I have now, a lot of people end up confiding in me. And I do share with them what I've been through and the work that we do. And I have a lot of people that repress and won't talk about. And you can feel it almost like stuck in their personality. And then other things happen because of it. They'll have health issues and things like that. And it's trying to teach them to work through that. And a lot, sometimes and they'll start telling, you know, this happened to me, that happened to me. And I feel like it's almost like seeing a weight lift off the person because they've never talked about it before. And all of a sudden they shared. And next thing you know, it's like they feel lighter.
Will you tell people a little bit about what you do? Because I think that it's important. You, like myself, are a healer. And I want so that it's not like they're going to get a haircut and they're sharing. You're a healer.
So, go ahead. So my actual business life is, I call it positive transformation, but I'm actually an esthetician. And the reason I call it positive transformation is because when people come in and they're on that table, they feel comfortable. And I am definitely an active listener, as you were mentioning, and I let people talk. They don't come here to hear about me. So almost always something comes out, or I'll hear that they're talking very negative or angry or something fearful. And I have So not only do I do the aesthetic work, but I'm also a certified sound healer. I'm certified in Reiki. So I kind of bring all that into play when I'm doing treatments on people. And my goal is to teach them how to live in positivity, how to live in gratitude, how to be thankful for everything instead of focusing on everything they're angry about or mad about or scared about or fearful about. And I can't even tell you how it makes me feel when I get a text from a client that's left. Like, I just had one recently last week. I can even show you the text where she texted me, and she was a young girl, but she had an incident that happened at her work where she thought somebody was coming in to kill her. And that's not what happened at all, but she had the fear installed in her. And so out of that fear that she couldn't release, she was manifesting all sorts of medical issues. And she's young. She was like 33, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she was doing detox sessions with me, and then she finally, after her third session, told me what was going on, what had happened, and that she was living in fear on a constant basis. Because I was trying to get to the root cause of why she was having these medical issues, because it just didn't seem common to me. And then that was when she finally shared that with me. So I said, okay, come on, we're going to go do a sound healing experience. And I did that with her. And the next morning she texted me and she goes, I just wanted you to know all my fear is gone. And
right. So sound healing is so powerful.
So powerful. People don't realize, like, I actually have a book. Oh, well, yeah, I do have it here. That was written. Oh, you have that. I have this.
So which one is here? Healing Power Sound.
Whoops.
Okay, so text that to me later, please. So, but let me get that. Actually, what I want to do is Healing Power Sound. Let me see if I can look that up. Power Sound. Got it. So it's I see it used, but is there an old one?
Probably got a new one. I don't know if you can get a new one.
Hmm. Okay. So let me see if I can find it new. So I saw it as an old book.
Well, I'll tell you a little something about it.
You know what? Is it the same author? Hold on. So no, I don't see it new. I see it on ThriftBooks. But basically what they're saying is the healing power of sound includes 12 exercises involving breathing, meditation, and toning using pure vocal sound to resolve tension, release emotion, and spur the healing process that can be used.
That's not the book.
Okay.
This one is written by Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who is an oncologist. Well, he was. He's passed away. And it talks about how he used sound healing, tuning forks and sound healing bowls, Tibetan bowls and crystal quartz bowls. And all he actually did studies on all of his patients that had cancer. And there
Show
was
me
one
again. Show me the book again. Please, sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's okay.
Dr. Mitchell Gaynor?
Yes.
It looks like the same book.
Well, it might be.
Is this the one from?
Oh, yeah. But he did studies on his patients with sound healing, and every one of them either went into remission or their numbers just become stable, and they didn't need to do chemo or radiation and things like that. And there was even one lady, which you can put this in Dr. Mitchell Gaynor Sound Healing in YouTube, and all these videos will come up. I think he was on quite a few popular TV shows. And, yep, that's it. That's the book.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, this one lady was given like a week to live, and she found Dr. Gaynor, and she totally healed herself, and she's still alive today, and it's like 15 years later, and they gave her a week to live.
Yeah. I have a lot to share about this shit. A lot. So. Going to take the floor for a second on this. So number one, the man who created this BOD, which is a sound healing device, it's sound frequency. and precision sound frequency. So you dial into 2 and 2, it's for PTSD. Yeah. Now, there are other frequencies that I've channeled as a medical intuitive. So that, and if you need a specific, like, frequency, you ask me, I channel it for you. But then there's other ways in how this is used, but I try to provide an easier way. But basically, you would bring up your emotion, so it's all heart-centered, and you make the emotion more severe or pronounced with the frequency button, and then you take the other button and you just disrupt it. Make it go away. And you can have results in as little as 10 minutes. My husband reversed his PTSD in about 60 minutes. Maybe it was about almost just under an hour. He had a traumatic brain injury. He's the one who, my husband, Andrew Calhoun, he's the one who said this, that after his TBI as a teen, he was going through some very challenging emotions, and he was also told, you know, you look good. People are so dismissive, and they don't even know it. Mm-hmm. It's like this, they're normal. But I want to tell you, I want to validate what you just said. So he created this sound frequency device because he worked, I think it was at UCLA or major university hospital in California. And he was charged with coming up, helping these cancer patients, right, with their pain. And the story goes, and I don't remember who he spoke to, it's in the book, that one of the books that he wrote, that he met this man and he said, well, he says, Frank, his name is Dr. Frank Lawless, he goes, Frank, you're just going to have to take up drumming. And he goes, what? Now, this is decades ago, right? And he goes, what do you mean? And he said, and then he learned that drumming puts the brain in a theta state.
That's right.
Yeah, right? And so this whole device is all based in drumming, shamanic drumming. Mm-hmm. So he helped people get out of pain using sound frequency, because pain, a lot of times, now going back to what you said, this person was operating in fear, and that frequency changes your DNA. It changes the frequency of your cells and the DNA, the makeup of your DNA. And so she was actually creating disease because of her state of fear, right? And it's just so powerful what we do. Like when we start, when we choose to, John, go back to nature, right? The healing power of nature is, it's where you need to go.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah, and the blend of these other modalities. Like it's not, I know that there's a lot of healers that go, oh, but you should be able to do all this on your own. You shouldn't need these devices. I'm sorry. People are really hurt right now, and they need help. And these devices make it easier to the point where you can walk into nature, do your own humming, and hum yourself healthy, right? But most of us are not there yet, right? And actually, I can do that now. I don't necessarily need the device, but I enjoy having the easy button. And there's something else I want to play for people. And I did put a link to the book, by the way, so if people want to get that book. And Teddy says, I love how you all say pass. There is no death. It's a consolation. What does a consolation mean, Teddy? Share what you mean by that, Telly. Do you know what she means by that?
I feel like this is one thing that we learned from doing the flotation therapy with the doctor, was that, you know, there's a significance to saying, oh, you know, my child passed from committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an energy associated with your words, as you know. So he explained to us that it's better to say as your, you know, person transition from one energy form to another, because that's really what happens.
Well, yeah, you're just, it's just transitioning. Like, I talk to my dad. I walk with my dad. Okay, so for those of you who want to send the white coats, you go ahead, you do that. I want to play something for people. And, I mean, I have ones that are 20 minutes long, but I'm going to do one that's 48 seconds. And I want to tell you what it is first. My husband and I spent a week at the church. The Tibetan monks were in town. And their chant, yeah, so I know you guys know. So those who don't know, the chanting is so healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to pair several of their chants together at some point and, you know, give it away to people. We donated a lot of money to them so they could, you know. They had CDs. I can't use a CD, so I just gave them cash and recorded their voice. So here we go. Let me see what we got here. Vibration to create the vibration. And it's, how did you feel, I mean, when you heard that?
It's I don't know how to explain the feeling of it. It's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Grounding.
You know what it sounded to me, actually, like, my daughter and I went to Australia, and we went and spent time with an Aboriginal tribe.
The didgeridoo.
Yes, and they played the didgeridoo, and it sounded so much like that.
Yeah. It's,
which is, their didgeridoo is a very healing instrument.
What's the instrument called again?
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo. Never heard of that before.
Oh, I actually have one. I'll show it to you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And then we're going to go to commercial real quick.
This is it.
Cool. Can you play it real quick?
Oh, you can try.
Try. Fail, fail forward.
There's a lot of hair there. Let me stop.
Is nothing coming out? Or?
Usually I have to do like a breathing exercise before, because it takes a lot of breathing to do it.
It's a breathing exercise, Dolly.
Well, I do like a special set of breathing before you normally go to play it, because it requires a lot of breath.
No, I get it.
But this was actually created by the Aboriginals, and they have used it in their healing ceremonies with their shamans for ever since they were here on Earth. And
yeah, that's amazing. My husband's saying that the monks had two of those.
I had a feeling, because it sounded like it when we were listening. It sounded so similar to it. And there's different ones you can, I know one lady that has a crystal one. It's amazing. I mean, the Aboriginal.
Oh, I can feel the energy on that.
Yeah. We had every year when we lived in South Florida, before we moved where we are now, we would have a community outreach event where everybody in the community was invited. Like, we had the police officers come, and just anybody that we would call it a celebration of life event. To
Yay!
Be able to, we were celebrating, you know, intentionally living positively and things like that. And anyway, people would come, and one year we had a woman that was a healer, and she brought a crystal harp.
That's amazing.
Yes, and she was doing healing in our backyard. We had a huge butterfly garden, and she was walking around. People would be sitting, and she'd come over and play the harp. And it was, I mean, it was very transformative.
I'm sure all the butterflies came out to, like, hang with
us. Oh, yes. We did a butterfly release. We were raising monarchs down there. We have a butterfly garden here, too.
Oh,
it's actually,
I remember seeing that on your website. And that is so cool. Like, well, that's when, before we spoke, I called my husband in because I checked out your website. And everyone, Dory and John and I met through iText, which is a barter network. And so I check out your website, and I see somewhere about you having a monarch garden.
Yeah.
Like, it went through. She's one of us.
I remember the first time we got to see one of them emerging from the cocoon. I felt like I even put a post on Facebook. I'm like, John and I are parents. It was so funny because we actually saw, like, it come out, and it was just so cool.
Yeah.
I even saved one time. I had come home from work, and we had a pond, and there was one in the pond, and I actually thought it was dead, and I was so sad, and I went to go to fish it out, and it was still alive. It was just waterlogged. So I brought it in-house, and I blow-dried its wings on a low-heat setting. I looked it up on the Internet, like, how could I feed it, and I made a little sugar water, and I made it a little habitat. The next day, it flew away.
Yeah,
cool.
I've done Reiki on bumblebees, and
that's so cool.
Yeah,
did you know
sure.
that if you watch a bee, just watching the bee, it actually puts out a vibration that helps to heal you?
Yeah, do you know why?
I have a whole thing about it.
So they vibrate at the frequency of love.
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
It's 528, and
yeah.
of course it would be that because they're making our food supply.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a lady that she's in Mayo, and she raises bees. I think she has like 35 hives. So she's in the process of teaching John, and John's going to start beekeeping next
yeah.
year. when we have guests that come to stay with us at the Healing Village, he'll be able to show them that.
Yeah. And give them free honey.
Yeah.
I'm coming for honey. I mean, think about it. They buzz at the frequency of love. They make honey, which is sweet, and we all need sweetness in life.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was just cool. So let me go to commercial. I'm going to do, like, a regular commercial. My birds are going to come in around 9:30 or so because I know that Fagla for sure has things to contribute about this since it's my grandfather.
Cool.
And I'm also going to do a non-recorded commercial because I want to let people know what I've got coming up. So we'll just got a couple things here. Let's see what we got. Here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Joey Susan of Tucson Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers a psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Tucson Essentials, re-engineered with HealthBook Hut, was a self-paced functional food program now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
All right. So we're here. What?
Dory's letting the chickens out. She'll be right back.
Okay. So I'm going to do my quick commercial for my 3R program. So the program is called the 3Rs, and it stands for Remove, Replace, Receive. And I'm doing two groups, a men's group and a women's group. And you can either do it in person or you can attend virtually. And the purpose of the program is to help you remove those things that don't serve you, right? Replace them with things that fuel your soul to receive the light. Typically, the program is $3,700. What I've done is created a group program, which allows me to reduce the program to $1,000 because we're all doing it together. And it's 10 sessions, and it starts January 12th for the women and January 19th for the men. So in that program, we are aligning chakras. We are removing timelines. And when you say removing timelines, like what the heck is that? So I access the Akashic records so that we can remove these timelines, like the woman who Dory was speaking about, that was living in fear. Like Spirit told me that was not even based on this timeline. Like it was from her past. So those are just some of the things. And then we teach also whoever buys the 3R program gets the functional food program for free. So how's those chickens?
They're good. Actually, so we have three right now. We're going to get more whenever we all have time to go together because we like to get it as a family. But one of them is a Buff Orpington, and we name her Buffy. Then we have another one that's called an Easter Egger, so we called her Bunny. And then the other one is... Because she's an Easter Egger, so I thought Bunny, you know?
I know, it's funny. It's weird.
Yes, and then the other one is a light Brahma, and she's black and white. And so my daughter named her
Stormy
for the stormtroopers for Star Wars. So Stormy and Bunny were laying on the roost, actually laying an egg.
Were you up to just now?
Yeah, I went to open the coop because we let our chickens free range.
Yeah.
Because we have such a big butterfly garden, they can hide under stuff if hawks come over.
Cool.
So they just kind of go wherever they want, and we feel it's healthier for them to be free-ranging.
Well, they have activity.
Yeah, and we give them non-GMO food, and they're very playful. Like, we go out there, and they'll literally jump up on our laps, except for the Easter egg, or Bunny. She's the only one that's still a little bit shy. She's not as social as the other two. But we want all our animals to be friendly with people so that when we have people come and stay in the healing village that they can interact with the animals. So we're in the process of putting up a fence, and then we're going to get Nigerian pygmy dwarf goats, and we'll have a mini donkey, and then people, guests when they come, we'll be able to interact with the animals. We'll have goat yoga and things like that. So
therapeutic.
Yeah, animals. The first time I really saw John actually have a smile again after he lost Sammy, we went to a conservation zoo in Miami, and they had an experience where you could feed the animals, and he was feeding a zebra, I think an apple. Was it an apple?
Yeah.
And the zebra came over, and it was such a loving, affectionate zebra, and John, like, I saw him smile, and it was like, wow, it was a true, authentic smile. And it was,
Right, versus the inauthentic smile.
And it was so nice to see him smile, and it made my heart feel good.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You feel good.
Yeah, and the thing is, animals are so healing. So next week on the show, we have my girlfriend, Gina Martell, and from Zen Horse Barn. And both of the horses are rescues. And she uses the horses in a way to help people heal.
Yes.
And it's really powerful.
Yes.
So, I mean, you can use dwarf goats.
Well, we will have available when people come that they can actually go. We have availability to take people to do other things to interact with animals. Like there's a place here in Live Oak called Mystic Jungle, and they do rescues of all sorts of animals, and we'll be taking survivors or people that have mental health issues to go and do those experiences, and they don't have to pay anything. We pay for it for Los Sammy, and it's, you know, we feel it's part of their healing process to help them heal and to show them how to heal through nature and animals. We have a lot of things.
How can people donate to lovesammy.org?
If they go onto our website, we have a PayPal account, or they can put a check in the mail. There's all sorts of things.
So I'm pulling up your site now, and just going to show. First of all, I'm putting the site website into the thread, and I'm going to present the screen. So people can see. So you're helping suicide survivors heal, right? And so the donate button is right here. Can't miss it on the front page, okay? And, you know, and here's, you know, advocacy, awareness, and education. Those are your mission, right? It's your mission. To help save lives and heal the survivors. And really, I mean, that's going back to what you had said earlier. You know, I know that my mom suffered greatly when she lost her father. And so when we lose somebody, they then become suicidal.
Yes.
The survivor becomes
suicidal. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And some people even, like I'm actually working with a young lady right now, very young girl, and she lost a very close friend of hers recently within the past few months to suicide, and she is now suicidal. And this is one of the things that I talked to her about, that, you know, her friend would never want her to be suicidal, and her friend would want her to focus on all the joy and the be grateful for the time that they did have and not. You know, I'm trying to teach her to surround herself in positivity. One of the things, I actually do this with a lot of people that come to us when we do work through Love Sammy, is a book by Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Life, because that was so instrumental to me when I tried to take my life. And
yeah, I love Louise Hay. My
great book. So almost anybody that comes to work with us, if we're doing like one-on-ones, which we have frequently, that happens, like we just don't advertise that, but we'll buy that book for them because it's just such a help. We actually worked with a veteran, a very young lady that had a young child as well, and she'd been in the military. We work with a lot of veterans. I don't know if you're aware, but there's 23 veterans a day that commit suicide. So that happens to be our highest demographic that we work with, but she was suicidal, and we were able to talk her down over the phone after a two-hour conversation. And anyway, at the end of the day, I said, can we meet? And she wouldn't let me meet, but she gave me her address, and she let me drop off the book to her. And a month after, she contacted me, and she goes, I want you to know how grateful I am that book, you bringing that book to me helped me to save my life. And she goes, I've totally changed my life around. And we're still friends. And this was probably, 4 years ago, I guess. And we're still friends. And she's in such a different place. Like, I see her always sharing stuff on Facebook now, how she's happy and grateful. And she's just totally turned her life around by surrounding herself in positivity.
And right. And so, and who we surround ourselves with, you know, the top five people, right, will drive how you feel every day. And so I want to mention a few things that people can do to maybe omit the toxicity in their life, all right? Because that's the, you know, yes, you want to surround yourself with positivity, but what are you doing to get rid of the toxicity, right? One, stop with the TV.
That's right. I haven't watched TV. Well, once in a while we'll watch stuff, but I haven't watched news for probably 15 years.
Yeah, I've not watched news since I became disabled in 2013.
Wow.
Now, the only time I watch the news is if Spirit says, there's something I need you to watch, and then they tell me which channel to watch and when.
Wow.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, kudos to you for not watching TV. And that doesn't mean you can't watch YouTube and have focused messages, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I love listening to Dr. John DeMartini, or I like listening mm-hmm. to Gaia Daily, you know, astrologers. But I know that I had recently subscribed, and this is what you should not do, I recently subscribed to Epic Times. And it's news and it's truth, so it's not you have to pay for it.
Well, we subscribe to Gaia.
Yeah, we just Gaia is fine. Epic Times.
Gaia is awesome.
Gaia is awesome, but Epic Times is talking about what's really going on.
I know exactly who they are. We have a subscription to them as well.
And I have very limited exposure at this point because I can't handle it.
Yeah.
You know, I already know energetically what's going on. So if I need them as a resource to show somebody, that's fine. But I'm not, and I'm happy to contribute, like, whatever the $100 was for the year. So the other thing I think that is really critical, and you know my program, is the functional food program. Because people are not connecting their food supply, their cosmetics, their cleaning supplies, the electromagnetic frequencies, you know, the list goes on, to how they feel.
Yeah.
You're going to say something.
It's very true. That's one of the things. So one of the things I do in the aesthetics industry or field or whatever in my practice is detox. We have a sauna detox, and then we also have an ionic foot detox. And always the stuff that comes out, when especially I can see it when it's the ionic foot detox.
Oh yeah, because
you know, heavy metals, liver almost always is congested, which that liver congestion comes from having glyphosates and terrible things in the food. There's reports. Speaking of animals, John and I do only organic gardening. Well, he mostly is a gardener. Somewhat garden occasionally. I'm more a weed puller. But
my husband knows how to garden. I don't.
Yeah.
Yes, but we only use organic stuff, chemicals. We won't use any chemicals. It's we use neem oil, Dawn dish detergent, sometimes with a little bit of Epsom salt and vinegar for a weed killer. You know, but that's not toxic because it's not, you know, killing. Like, our chickens are walking around free-ranging. We don't want them stepping on, because those chemicals will get absorbed. And the same thing with dogs. Like, a lot of dogs die from cancer nowadays at such a young age because they are people clean with all those chemicals, and they lick the floors or they lick the pads of their feet, and then they've been on their floors. So we personally use doTERRA. I think you use doTERRA also, right?
Yeah, and I was going to tell you, so I'm not a big fan of the Dawn, but you can use
Eco
Pure On Guard Concentrate.
Yes.
And I've also used in ponds to clean up the toxicity in ponds because it was a channel, so it's not like it's published anywhere. but it worked because the neighbor, when we moved, said, I'll be taking care of the pond. What did you do? Because it never looked so good.
So what do you do? Because we do have a pond, and we don't put anything in it.
A bottle of lemon essential oil, one bottle.
Okay.
That gets rid of all those microplastics. Okay. A bottle of Copaiba.
I have that.
A bottle of And I'll go into your, yeah, neat, the oregano.
Wow.
Well, yeah, because it's killing the bacteria, viruses and bacteria that you don't want. Mm-hmm. And then cilantro for any heavy metals.
Okay, cool.
Those are the four oils. And typically if you do it 2 to 3 times a year, like once a quarter.
Wow. Okay, cool.
And you can do that also with your land. Like then what you do is you take all that and you put it into a big vat of coconut oil. And you put it into the land. And now you're cleaning up the land too.
That's cool.
And then the last thing you can do, not the last, the last one I'm going to talk about, is you can send a frequency to the land.
We do that. That we do already. We even play music that's just for the plants.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, so what are your, you know, we're going to go to commercial in a couple of minutes, and I am going to bring the girls on. And Andrew's got a comment here. Hold on. He says, yes, so many cleaning supplies are super toxic and people don't know that plant-based cleaners are just as effective without harming you and your pets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and here's the other, oh, you're the one who told me about the baking soda.
Yeah.
So Arm & Hammer baking soda is not mined. It's manufactured in a plant. Like, you know, it's synthetic. But Bob's Red Mill is, you know, clean. And then I channeled this, but Dory, maybe you know this. Do you know what's inside the Arm & Hammer that makes it toxic?
I have a thing, but I don't remember it by heart.
It's okay. I didn't read it. I heard it, and then I muscle tested it. Aluminum.
Oh.
Which attacks your brain health.
Yes.
So we ordered all of our Arm & Hammer. Thank you, Dory. I mean, not Arm & Hammer.
I know what you meant.
She meant we ordered Bob's Redville baking soda.
You know how I found that out? My daughter had made organic homemade dog biscuits for our dogs with pumpkin, and she had used the Arm & Hammer baking soda, and he started throwing up. Well, I'm thinking to myself, how could that have made him sick, you know, because she used all these organic ingredients and yada, yada. Well, I happen to, I'm not a big fan of the social media stuff, but I am on them because I get clients that message me there because of my business. So I was on there, and one of the people that I do subscribe to is this I don't know what her actual name is, but the Facebook page is called Food Base. And she,
oh, yeah, I think I've heard of that.
Yes, and she talks all about the things that are toxic and non-toxic. Like, she encourages us to buy USDA organic food that's labeled that way.
Yes.
Because she said that just the non-GMO is not enough. She said it should be USDA organic as well. And that post came up about the baking soda, and it was like, it was meant, obviously, for me to see. So then we made him, or she made him exactly the same recipe without the Arm & Hammer and using the Bob's Red Mill, and he's totally fine.
Yeah, and so, and here's the thing, our animals are taking hits for us.
Yeah.
So we, yeah.
Our dog is a rescue. And when we got him, they gave us, they had taken him to the vet to get all his shots and make sure he was okay. Well, she gave me medication for him that was for a pill he was supposed to take once a month for fleas and this and that. Well, I said, you know what, I want to read the ingredients of this first before I decide I'm going to continue to give this to him. And a lot of people don't know, like us, to, you know, read and educate yourself. So I started reading it, and I put it into the internet, you know, what is this ingredient? What's this one? And almost every single one said this can potentially cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not give him those. I threw them in the garbage, and I buy a product that's made here in America that has got brewer's yeast and garlic and a whole bunch of other natural ingredients to keep him no fleas and no ticks and no heartworm, and it's all natural.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to post that, I'd like to, you know, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't have a solution for dogs right now, for ticks. But I want to just, like, first of all, you know, great that you are looking, right? And I want to tell you that if you're not looking on the labels, if you are buying anything processed or anything, anything that is not made in nature and has a label, you need to know what it is and what it does. Now, there's an exception to this because it doesn't have a label. It's called your water supply.
That's correct.
So I'm going to show everybody this because it's so critical. I don't really sell shit. I just share shit. So here is the EWG tap water database, okay? So in our zip code, 30144, which is Cobb County, there are contaminants detected and 10 exceed the EWG health guidelines, okay? And it says legal does not necessarily equal safe. Getting a passing grade from the federal government does not mean the water meets the latest health guidelines. And legal limits for contaminants in tap water, wait for it, have not been updated in almost two decades.
Yeah, no kidding.
So this is what's in the tap water in Cobb County, right? I can't even pronounce half this shit. But look at this. Potential effect, cancer, chloroform, potential 75 times the legal limit. So no legal limit, by the way. There's no legal limit on either one of these. So they're not protecting this. The government's not protecting you. And, again, potential effects, cancer, cancer. Oh, cancer and cancer. Now you blend that, and you blend that toxic water with somebody who comes to you who had that fear. What is that a recipe for? Right? You have the frequency of fear, and you have toxins in your body, and you can't control your emotions.
This is one of the biggest things that I teach clients when they come in because I'm so particular. I've had water tested. We actually have a whole entire house filtration system. So I've known about water. Of course, I have the healing power of water that I teach people about as well. But it's so important what we put into our bodies. And as an esthetician, what is our biggest organ? It's the skin.
Yeah.
So you're showering in toxic water. And as a matter of fact, fluoride, which is added to our water, is a toxic product that has been outlawed in the European nations.
Yeah, it's a neurotoxin.
Yes, it is a toxin. And it's allowed in our water. And I think it's absolutely horrible. And if you can't afford a whole water filtration system, there are products that they make. I think you have one even that you
have. There you go. So do you see this? So we take you so you can check your zip code,
yep.
Use a third-party tested lab report, schedule your free consult. If you have a Berkey, I'm going to tell you, which looks like this little ditty right here, this countertop model, it's putting aluminum into your water, just so you know. And our filters fit the Berkey. So you don't have to destroy your whole piece. It's not the device. It's not the holder or the container that's dispersing aluminum. It's the actual filter. So, and, you know, I have a little video I did in 2018 right here, how the body can't survive, cancer can't survive in an alkaline state.
That's correct.
So a lot of people spend, like, thousands and thousands of dollars for this little Kagan thing that sits on your countertop and you have to pour all this media into it, and it's actually not removing the toxins. It's actually just creating an alkaline state. And I'm like, but you can have your shower head for $100. You can have your tap water for $200, and you know, if you're buying bottled water, it's cheaper. The both of them together is cheaper. So, you know, we've had the whole house water filtration system. We love it. It's, again, and if you are in an apartment or a dorm room or whatever, even if you're in a dorm and you have to share a shower, you take the shower head on and off if you don't want to share it with your buds. But it takes 2 seconds to put it on and off.
Yeah, and it's so important, and people don't realize it. And, like, you, I have clients that have changed, you know, to a filtration water system, and your hair changes. You can feel the difference in your hair, and it really does truly help with wrinkles and all that. Your skin is just totally different. I've had clients that have touched my skin, and next thing you know, it's amazing the difference. So I highly, highly recommend, you know, getting a filtration system.
Oh, my husband's bringing in the girls. You know, and it's so important. And, you know, I'm 59, and I think that my skin looks pretty decent for 50.
I agree.
Yeah. Coming from an esthetician. So my husband's bringing in Fagla and Tinkerbell. Did we do a commercial at 9:30 or no?
I wasn't paying attention.
So we're going to go to commercial real quick, and then we'll talk with the girls. All right. All right.
There's one song coming out yet. Here's.
Well, she has a story to tell. Yeah. So say hi to Fagla. And she's so excited. We'll do a quick commercial. Let me see what we got here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials re-engineered with Health Book Hub with a self-paced functional food program, now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
So Tinkerbell was here too, but she's a little shy. So, but this is Fagla.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, and as I mentioned, Fagla is the reincarnation of my grandfather who took his life when he was living in Miami, Miami-Dade County. He was diagnosed having Parkinson's and didn't want to be a burden to his family. And so it's okay. She can sit. So I guess she's coming back. Thank you, Dolly. So this is Tinkerbell. This is his wife, who was Clear in the former life. And you see, she's so empathic. She absorbs everybody's stuff. So do you have put a template over her, an energetic template? So I know that Fagla wants to share he was a he in the past, so what do you want to say about this? He would say, so he'd say, as you know, he didn't really want to live, and he was in so much pain from having Parkinson's, and he didn't know what life was going to look like for him. It was the fear of the unknown that had him make these choices. And he says, what you have available today are so many solutions. He says, back in 1970, he said, we didn't have solutions. It was just a death sentence. And he said, if he was living today in a human body, he would use the solutions. Thank you. He would use the solutions that mommy came up with. Are you like a little advertisement? So, and is there anything else you want to share about your experience? Yes. So there's a big thing, and he wants to reiterate what Dory and John are saying, which is that you've got to read the labels. You can't take for granted that just because a doctor or a vet recommends something, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's saying to be a critical thinker and be responsible for what you consume, like what you put into your mouth, what you put on your skin. He says, for me, it wasn't so much, he goes, because he was part of the Holocaust, that it was the exposure to the glyphosate that, which is not great on our food, right?
That's right.
He's saying that that was, so they used the glyphosate in the Holocaust to pull minerals out of pipe. And so he wants you to know, well, now the glyphosate's on your food, and so it's pulling the minerals out of your body. So, and if we don't have enough minerals, our brain can't function and impact our nervous system. And so the other thing that I think that you need to know is, like, there's a lot of big hype, and I like it, on ways to get minerals, which one of which is sea moss. But I want to just, like, let people know you need to make sure that your products are tested for heavy metals, because there's a lot of heavy metals in the sea, because we've polluted that.
Yeah.
Is there anything? She says she's complete.
Okay. All right.
What would you like to share with people about other things that you do to support? Oh, I wanted to do this. Here we go. I want to show people what you do. I have your website up. Hold on. So Dory has positive transformations. Why don't you share with people what you have here?
So I do, as I mentioned, I'm an esthetician, and I do anti-aging, and I use a laser. It's very similar to Venus technology. A lot of people are familiar with Venus, but it's non-painful, it's non-invasive, and I use it to basically get rid of wrinkles, spots, tighten the pores, shrink the pores, tighten the skin. It improves the health of the skin. It makes change. I mean, those are some of the differences you can see. But what I do differently is I put a Reiki into my laser, Reiki energy, and I also put crystals into the laser and sacred geometry as well. So when people come in to experience my services, they're actually getting all that energy from the laser. And then I put Rife frequency codes into the machine and also onto the treatment table. So people get a lot of good energy when they come in. I have selenite, smoky quartz, rose quartz.
All my favorites.
All crushed up and in the walls of my treatment room. So that people will experience all those healing effects of everything. I try to do everything I can to just when, I mean, I actually have a pulse oximeter. So when a person comes in, I take their reading, and when they leave, I take their reading. And it's always a better reading because they just totally calm down and their body changes. When they're also on the treatment table, I have a grounding mat. So my goal is to make people feel good, not just on the outside, but on the inside as well. Because again, when they're laying down and they start talking about all the things that are going on in their life, that's where I feel like it's my opportunity to be able to teach them how to elevate themselves and to live in a more positive you know, life and more, you know, being thankful and gratitude. I try to teach them, you know, start every morning thinking three positive thoughts, three things that you're grateful for.
Right. So what we do in this household, and I will put the link to Dori's website. Let's go to the homepage first. Positive Transformations, or transformation.life. We'll put that in here. Where was I at with that? I completely lost my train. Andrew likes the synchronicity that we both use a multimodal approach to healing.
Yes.
And I think it's so important that people understand we're, you know, we have this body bag and we are required to take care of it.
Yeah.
But you got to take care of the soul too.
Yes. And a lot of people don't realize it's so important. Like I work with primarily women, although I have plenty of male clients as well. And so many women, they almost feel guilty that they're doing something for themselves. But one of the things that I have learned over the years is that we are actually much better, because women are primarily the caregivers, and we are much better caregivers when we actually give care to ourselves first. It gives us the ability to care for others in a better way. So it's one of the things I have on my wall. I'll show it to you. Is this. Can you see it?
I see self-care. Could you read the rest of it to us?
Yes. It says, the active process of making your body and mind a pleasant place to inhabit by filling your own cup first. This ensures you have enough to give others. And I think that's so important for people to realize, and it's important to take care of yourself. And for the longest time, I didn't take care of myself because I didn't think I was worthy of it. And that's one of the things I try to teach people, you know, you are worthy.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that for a moment. And we also have a caller, so we're going to do both. So I did learn to take care of myself through my mom. But the things that she was doing, not so good. So she was having fake nails put on every other week. And they're so toxic. Formaldehyde is in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the other ingredients, what they are. But, you know, when I started getting mold and fungus under my nail bed, that was kind of a key indicator, right, to stop. So if you are doing self-care, what you perceive to be a self-care called getting your hair colored, doing your nails, right, and you're using toxic materials to do this, that is not self-care. And I'm going to ask you to shift your mindset. So shift your mindset and try something like what Dori's offering, right? Or take a bubble bath. Actually, ixnay that. Take an essential oil bath. And now I remember what I wanted to say. So, hold on a second. I'm struggling with the, there we go. The bathtub. What's going on over there?
Come on. You can come in.
So
my daughter was poking her head in to watch us.
Oh, it's fine. Come on in, Sarah.
definitely won't come.
So the bubble bath, or the bath that you take, right, the relaxing bath, if you have a ceramic bath, awesome. And you're putting essential oils in there, awesome. But if you have one of those new baths that are made with fiberglass or plastic, when you put an essential oil in there, it's leaching the toxins into your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and that was what I wanted to say before, that I just, you know, I had a brain freeze.
Yes, I teach for people how to use essential oils, and that's one of the things I always teach them. You need to do a glass bottle, not plastic, and because of that reason, because it leaks.
Totally. Yeah. And Andrew, my husband, says filling your own cup first is a great lesson to share with people who are struggling emotionally. So a lot of people haven't been given permission to take care of themselves. So we are giving you permission now. I'm going to bring on our caller from 312-671, and we're going to ask you to give us your name and give us your question. Hold on.
Thank you, Wayon Yah Shalom, and Grand Rising to you, Joe.
What's your name and where you're calling from? Hello? Okay, so I cannot hear them, so I'm closing the mic. And it might be because it's coming through on Naima's phone. So if you're the person calling from 312-671, I encourage you to get on YouTube, please, and type in your question or comment so we can address what you want to say. So I'm not sure why we couldn't hear you. So what else would you like for people to know about in terms of what they can do, since people don't have to suffer, right? There's so many ways to help your body heal. We don't want people to suffer. So what can they do? What are other modalities? Let's say they can't afford to come to me or you, right? What can they do to not?
So a lot of times I'll have clients that come, and I seem to find that one of the biggest things that people struggle with is sleeping issues. So I have them listen to the I Am meditation, which is free on YouTube from Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yep.
And I have never had a person, like one lady I actually told about it, she played it for her husband because it works so well for her. And her husband is only home a couple nights a week because he's a truck driver. And she actually told me, she said she played it for her husband and she didn't know how he was going to take it. But she says now when he comes home, he actually asks her to put it on because it helps him sleep so well. So that's the thing for sleeping. There's a company I like that has nutraceutical products for anti-anxiety. Like a lot of people will want to go on Prozac or Xanax or something like that, and it's just so harmful. The side effects are terrible. And nature makes everything that can heal us. But it's
thank
learning.
You.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
And then I have one other one to show, but keep talking about, please, keep talking about the other options for handling anxiety that's in nature.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, a perfect thing to do, everybody should do as often as possible, walk without shoes. Ground yourself. You can actually see in blood work after 10 minutes, like most people, because of all the toxins that we're exposed to, our blood cells are what they call sticky. So imagine these are two blood cells and they go around your body kind of circulating like this. Well, if you go out and you walk without shoes on the ground and you're connecting with the energy field of the earth, it has frequencies to it. What happens is your blood cells all of a sudden split and are work healthy and around your body like this instead of like this. And you literally feel it because when your blood cells like this, you're going to have inflammation. What was that?
The negative ionic exchange.
Yes, exactly. Same thing. They've done studies that show that people that live within 2 miles of the ocean actually are less prone to stress and anxiety and depression and worry and anxiety because what happens, the salt water lets out negative ions, and negative ions release serotonin in our brain, which is the happy chemical. So that's why they've done those studies that show that. So go for a walk on the beach if you're near a beach. But I love ground.
In the home, you know, we have a product called Altera, and it's really important because we're getting exposed in the house to the positive ionic exchanges through our electrical devices. And so the Altera neutralizers, you plug it into the outlet, and it's all based in science. So, you know,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, go through the science here, but basically
it will neutralize the impact of the EMF frequencies
at
5,000 square feet. And we have one for the home, the car, and we also have them for the cell phone. Now, the irony about that, let me show you something. So they're going to change this probably next year because they have too much stock. Don't do that. So I'm wearing the necklace, okay, which she loves this thing. And this is it in the shape of a Taurus, which actually... the shape of a Taurus. And so it basically creates this vortex, and the EMF comes through it and out.
Yeah.
And it's made with the magnetic rare earth materials. So what I realized how powerful this was, and I took the disc, and I put it in a similar, like, you know, a triangle shape, so the energy. So typically they tell you to put one disc on. I'm like, no, you need all three. And because you need it to get it away. And since I did that, like if you have one, this is a channel, but I think that if you have one on with the new technology, you're getting 60% protection. But if you buy the three together, which there's three in a pack, it's $36, okay? And you put the three on in this form, you get 100% protection. So to me, it's a big difference. And I know that probably within the next year, I mean, based upon what I told them, they're going to redesign those so they come in that form so it automatically does that.
That's awesome. So. Yeah, that's a very important thing. People don't realize they've actually, in Pennsylvania, they've actually banned the 5G towers from being around any animal livestock because they actually were able to prove how it's hurting. So if it's hurting animals, it's also hurting us. So it's very important for us to protect against it.
Well, then, I'm sorry, we're going to go over. So here's the thing. This really pisses me off. So first of all, kudos to Pennsylvania, right? Let me just say that.
But it wasn't the state of Pennsylvania. It was the citizens that were noticing, you know, it took the whole entire community to come together because the government in that area did not want to change it. It wasn't until the people rose up and said, listen, this is what we're seeing, and we're not going to stand for it anymore.
Right.
So it was the people coming together and truly seeing that they needed to make a change to get this done, and that was what made it happen.
Well, so that means that people need to start using their voice.
Yes, right? Exactly.
The other thing, so I'm really glad that they proved that, and it changes your DNA, my DNA, too.
Absolutely.
Oh. I'm not sure what's going on. Well, we're going to stop blog talk because that's where it's coming from. So I'm going to end the blog talk. Okay, it seems to have fixed again.